Talk Live. You can take control of the airways. We're here. It's Veterans Day. That doesn't mean we took the day off because, well, to me, it's just another day like any other day. And besides that, I think that people who listen to the radio deserve to have live content every day of the week. Doesn't matter to me if it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever. We're going to be here on a daily basis, 7 nights a week, to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. That's the point of this program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Eddie Free.
And Mark.
Eddie Free joining us. Special from Washington, D.C., the belly of the beast. You've escaped. For at least for a weekend, and then
just for a few days, as often as I can, I'm up here.
And then next year, yeah, you were here what, maybe a month ago?
Five weeks? I came and visited you at the
jail.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's good to have you back. Nice to see you from the outside perspective here. And you're going to make the move to New Hampshire permanently, probably in the springtime. You're sticking around for the winter in D.C. to, I guess, save up some cash.
That's
for
right.
The move.
Build up a bit of a nest egg.
It's a smart move. Smart idea. In fact, some have accused us, or me specifically, but I think Free Talk Live in general, of portraying the idea of moving to New Hampshire as this easy thing that you can just on a whim just come on up here. And I'm sorry, that's never been the case. I've always recommended that people be prepared for a move.
I can't imagine where they got that from. I mean, you know, maybe we need to watch how we speak, but
it's just a crazy troll that accuses us of that.
Well, okay. This is a, you know, it's a voluntarist society, and there's no welfare here, so.
It's not a voluntarist society, and there is welfare here. However, we don't recommend you necessarily take it. The path of a person who is responsible for their own actions is one that they pay their way.
So we're going to continue here. We've been talking about Veterans Day, which originally was Armistice Day, and you were specifically talking about Armistice Day in 1918, Mark, at the 11th month, 11th day, 11th hour, but actually the armistice was reached at the 5th hour. It was 5 in the morning,
yep.
And then 6 hours later, the war ended. You're going to tell some more stories here. In fact, do you have one that we could share quickly,
yep.
And we'll get back to calls?
Sure.
But share one of these stories of some of the fighting that continued, even though the war was technically over.
These are the sort of the last minute. To die among the last men. Now, remember, there were 11,000 casualties and almost 3,000 men died on that last day of the war.
In that 6 hours?
Right. Austin Trebuchon was the last Frenchman to die when he was shot on his way to tell fellow soldiers that hot soup would be served after the ceasefire. He was killed at 10:45. Remember, it ended at 11th hour on the 11th day. So he was killed 15 minutes before the war ended because he was going to tell his buddies, hey, there's going to be hot soup when this is over. But bam, he's dead. Now, I'm wondering if, Augustine Trebuchon, whose mother, and I don't know her name, I wonder what it was like for her, if she ever got to hear this story about how her son died serving his country. About how he wore the uniform with pride and, you know, his life was forfeit for something greater. Because I don't think it was.
Surely
it was a pointless loss.
Yeah, surely you're right that whatever story was told was some embellished thing that, your son died for freedom and thank goodness he was there and we're so sorry about what happened. But if they really were, you know, if they really did care about these people, these soldiers, they wouldn't send them into harm's way unless it was absolutely necessary.
It's the soldier's responsibility to some extent, too. I'm going to go out there and say the guy who shot Austin Trebuchon is a murderer. That guy shot a man. Now he didn't even have the excuse of war at that point. It was going to end in 15 minutes, and they were just, let's just take some shots here.
Well, right. We got 15 minutes left to kill people legally, right?
Yeah.
So the psychos were going to kill right up to the very end.
And I've seen so many posts on Facebook honoring our soldiers for wearing the uniform of their country and blah, 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 blah. You know, a veteran killed my uncle in 1943 or whatever in the Battle of the Bulge in France.
Mm.
A veteran killed my uncle.
You mean like a German veteran?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a veteran. Why are our veterans great and their veterans stink? Is it because the United States won? Is that the reason?
It depends on what team you're on.
Right. That's what it all comes down to. I just don't think that wearing a uniform and doing what politicians who, many at this point claim, especially right now in America, Congress is at an all-time low, a bunch of thieves and liars. Tax dodgers and diddlers and all kinds of just yucky things that go on there in Washington, D.C., I don't think
they know what's best.
Doing what they say, whether you question or not. Some gentleman called in earlier and said the soldiers question a lot, and then they go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much value that is, but it's, I suppose, some value. But going and doing what these politicians... If you're doing the work of liars, thieves, cheats, child diddlers, and murderers,
then what are you? You're no better than them.
I mean, I understand why people got tricked. I certainly was going to join the military if I had the opportunity. Absolutely.
As a younger person.
But one needs to... And I'm not saying you're bad if you did this. What I'm saying is take a look newly at the facts, and maybe you'll come to a different conclusion. Take the jingoism, put it aside. Take the thanks of an adoring public that hasn't thought about this. Put it aside and think about this.
Yeah, I think that those are very prescient. 855-450-FREE is the number here. 855-450-3733. Let's talk.
Oh, you got a call?
Is there more about this story?
Trebuchon's done, but I mean, I've got another story about
this. Well, hold that other story. Let's talk to Conrad first in Fargo, North Dakota. Conrad, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Conrad, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just delivered a pizza. Yes.
Excellent.
Thank you for your service, Conrad.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, I get tipped. Real service gets rewarded with real money from real people, not taking
money
for theft or fraud.
Yep, because if you are providing a valuable service, people will show you that they value you by rewarding you for it. Great point.
And they do ever so much. I actually wanted to call about something else, so I wanted to talk about racism. In general, respond to Scott the Bigot, who I feel you just a little cruel to, but I did actually want to be on the opposite side of Scott and attack his views. So.
Oh, Scott can handle it. He's been calling this show for years, and...
I think you guys are just a little too intolerant of racism. I mean...
I don't want anybody to tune into this show and think for a moment that we're tolerant of racism on this program.
It's your show, I guess. If you don't,
it's only tolerating. You know, we're only tolerating it for the purpose of excoriating it. I mean, that's all.
Well, and I came to the ideas of liberty by arguing against the neo-Nazi because I was you might call it kind of a leftist, and what I realized is that we share the same premise. I knew he was wrong, and I had to argue against him, and we shared the same premise, and we both had to be right under that premise, and the premise is that if you can prove it's for the greater good, then so be it, and he had all these statistics, and, I mean, it's true that black people commit more crimes, they're more violent, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, on the whole, on the average, and my point here about racism is to say that even though that's true, what you're talking about is that one in 100,000 white people kill people, and one in 50,000 black people kill people. But the fact of the matter is that that statistic is so minute that if you're going to be basing how you interact with people based on such minuscule odds, you are bat-ass crazy.
Well, I don't know if I believe that. I think that we need to look a little closer at the statistic because I would say odds are good that black people tend to be of a lower socioeconomic strata in more desperate life circumstances and thrust into careers like drug dealing, for instance, more so often than, you know, white people. So if you factor in poor whites versus poor blacks, I bet you'll find that the rates of killings are about closer.
But they certainly get closer.
Sure, yeah. But it's not a point you really need to argue because here's the big picture. They would say, yeah, but they're poor because they're black. And so then you get into some kind of minutia you don't need to when really the big picture where you shut them down, even if you give them, fine, black people are twice as likely to commit crime, what does it matter if it's unlikely to happen by a human being at all? Black or white, it doesn't matter. When you meet that person, you don't judge them based on the 1 in 50,000 chance.
Or you ask them, are you a person? And they say yes. And, well, okay, are black people people? And they say yes. Okay, would you like to be judged based on the statistics of what other people's actions are? Is that fair? And I think it's not.
Conrad, if you want to come back and share some more thoughts, you're welcome to do so. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. We're here live. It's a Veterans Day edition of Free Talk Live. You can share your stories, your interactions with veterans. Maybe you are a veteran, your reflections on war, your involvement in the military. It's all welcome here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Free Talk Live.
have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you. Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves this Veterans Day edition of the show. The number is the same as always, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Eddie Free.
and Mark.
Eddie Free, our token veteran for the evening, and we'll continue with more Veterans Day-related coverage here in a moment. Of course, you can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Mark, tell me about Liberty Stickers.
Well, Liberty Stickers, they produce all kinds of stickers with Liberty messages. I like to go over there and just take a look at them, read the messages. They're very clever. As a matter of fact, they'll take your suggestions for Liberty messages, too. It's LibertyStickers.com. You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You can do it from the back of your car. LibertyStickers.com. I've got one, and I can tell you, people comment on that bumper sticker. I've got people that drive by and give me a little peace sign and that kind of thing. And
what does it say?
It says that, Barack Obama has fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined.
Yeah.
And it's very clever, and it doesn't take a side in the political debate, but at the same time, you know, advocates for peace, and I think it's a powerful sticker. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's LibertyStickers.com.
Let's continue with Conrad listening in Fargo.
Cargo listening in Fonrad. Go ahead, Fonrad.
Conrad, what else did you want to share tonight?
Yeah, well, you know, I was delivering pizza, so I figured I'd hold on and reveal my big secret. I don't know if you remember Takeshi. Long ago.
Remember what?
Called into the show.
Oh, Takeshi.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. My wife is Japanese, and I spent about a year and a half in Japan, and so I can do the Japanese voice.
Yeah, we got trolled pretty good, huh?
I don't know what to do with this skill, but I can pretend be Japanese.
Very good, very good. Now, Takeshi, what can you recap what Takeshi was or who Takeshi was?
I'm sorry?
He's delivering a pizza right now.
I was. I'm sorry, guys.
No problem. Thank you for your service.
Say again. I'm sorry. We laughed over top of you. Nope. Okay. It was that good of a delivery. He's gone. Let's continue with Brian listening.
Man serving the public, you know.
Yeah, he's busy,
serving
busy
America.
Man.
He's making us free, or at least fuller, if nothing else.
I appreciate it, man. We've always had an appreciation for the pizza dudes in our listening audience.
Anybody who drives for a living, because it's dangerous work. It does not get talked about. If you look at the most dangerous job statistics,
drivers, man,
drivers, absolutely,
they could be
drivers.
Walking into a robbery every time.
It's true. That stuff happens, and it's really scary too. I mean, you've got to be a desperate crackhead to rob a pizza delivery dude because you're going to get what, $20 out of it, $30. Of course, that's usually enough for a crack rock. So
yeah.
That's what happens. Let's continue here with Brian listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi guys.
Hey, Brian. Now, this is the one of the newer movers up here, yes?
Yes, indeed.
I happen to know that you are Jewish. How do you feel about all this bigotry that, I don't know if you've heard the whole show tonight, but some jackball was claiming that Jews control 90% of the media, and of course we've heard these claims that you're all in on it together. Have you been to the initiations ceremony yet to kind of get in on all this deal?
I'm a 33rd degree Mason as well, actually. No.
And you're in the media, correct?
Yeah.
No, you're an international banker.
Actually, I owned a bank in New York, and since I moved here, I lost it. So, no. Lehman Brothers. No, I'm just kidding. I will comment on that quickly. I was a veteran. I served in Iraqi Freedom. I was over there. And honestly, the Muslims over there, the Arabs in general, were far more terrible. And I had a stainless steel Star of David, around my neck. I mean, that hung out pretty prominently.
Mm-hmm.
They were more afraid of the American flag on my arm than they were of the Star of David.
Sure. Well, Muslims are, when I was reading the Quran, it did not have any animosity towards Jewish people or Christians at all.
No, in fact, it's quite respectful. We're just called people of the book.
Correct.
So that's really a misnomer. And equally in this country, I mean, I am from New York, and most Jews there, and there's lots of them, they could even ask that they could care less about the state of Israel. I mean, they really could. The people that seem to really care about the state of Israel are fundamentalist Christians.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and they're nuts about it. You know what I mean?
I'd say both groups tend to have a strong support for Israel when you start digging in. But, I mean, I'm not saying that your experience isn't relevant. I'm just saying that I've met a lot of Jews that have a deep concern for the state of Israel.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of a two minds on it. I mean, I have a concern for Israel, not the state, because I'm anti-state. But really, I mean, the people that really trumpet the horn are the fundamentalist Christians. I mean, it blows my mind, and then they look at you, and it's so funny growing up, because, you know, you mentioned that you're Jewish, and you run into one of these people. I mean, and you know, I don't consider myself any better than anybody else, but boy, if they don't treat you like you are. I mean, you're a Jew. Oh, yeah, Jesus was a Jew. Oh, you know what I mean? And they practically almost fall on their knees.
Well, probably better than blaming you for the crucifixion, as if you had anything to do with the actions of people 2,000 years ago that may or may not have actually occurred. We're not 100% sure of that.
Well, that accusation helped to bring about the anger and animosity towards the Jewish people in Germany.
Yeah.
So, Brian, what else were you calling about tonight?
Well, I just, you know, as a veteran, I just wanted to state that if I could, if there was a veteran society who was going to take a vote on the matter, I'd like to transfer today to be a day for a day off and a day of remembrance for truck drivers, because honestly, they've done far more.
I love truck drivers. I mean, I am not ashamed to say I love truck drivers. I think they do an incredible service, and they've got a dangerous job.
Yeah, I mean, they put their lives on the line. They do the whole business. I mean, way more. You know,
those
are the people that need to be celebrated.
They're America's cowboys, that's for sure. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Brian. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. They are the ones that are literally, they're keeping America moving. They're moving products all over the place, all around the world, and professional drivers, really, where would we be without them? I mean, they're incredible. They're the life's blood of the economy, in many ways, the economy in this country. 1-855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. And I'm sure a lot of them are veterans as well, by the way.
I'm sure.
855-450-3733. And I was talking with, one recently, about how much different it is today. To be a professional driver today, as opposed to decades ago, year after year, the federal government and state governments get more and more encroached upon their business.
Every time you see, every time, I was driving back from this trip that we went to out of New Jersey, and on the way there and on the way back, every time I saw a cop, I think, of the four cops I saw, three of them had trucks pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
They have found that this is the easy way to get the easy money, is going after the trucks.
Right, because there's so much. There's weight on the vehicle. Mm-hmm. There's so much
what
to
are
a vehicle
like
that, that there's so many things that could go wrong, so many tickable offenses. So, yeah, they pick on the truck drivers.
Yep. And they know they're transient. They're not going to stay in the area to go to court, so they can't fight the ticket, so they're just going to cut the check. They know that, and they pick on people like that. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. And the driver can't put his license at risk. That's his livelihood. It's what he does. So they look down, sigh, and
oftentimes they'll
do what they're told.
Avoid the points and just pay the ticket.
There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free. It's the Veterans Day edition. We're here live taking your calls, so you don't have to talk just about veterans or war and your thoughts or your reflections. Maybe you are a veteran. You want to reflect on your experience in the military. You can do all those things, or you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is, again, brought to you by SACL CAI, and it is 855-450-FREE. And speaking of SACL CAI, what's all that about?
Well, actually, I wanted to give you a little message from Jason Osborne. This is a quote from his Facebook today. Dear folks who make an honest living trading with others on a consensual basis, thank you for your service. That's from Jason Osborne, one of the principals at SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
Good stuff. Our number here again, 855-453. Mark, you've been sharing throughout the evening here tonight some stories from Armistice Day. After 5 a.m. on 11-11-18, the 1918, they at 5 a.m. decided that war's going to be over in 6 hours at 11. And what happened between those times is what you're sharing with us.
Yeah, these are some stories of what frankly seem like just pointless wastes of life. People will call this service. And to me, the service is done every day by most of the people listening to this show that go out and do exchange goods and services for money in the marketplace. Those are the people that are helping to build a great nation. Those are the people who are helping to, the next generation. Those are the people that are truly fighting for freedom, if you want to use the term fighting. I mean, they're moving forward in a fashion that is peaceful. The last British soldier to die on 11/11/1918 was George Edwin Ellison of the 5th Royal Irish Lancers. He was killed earlier that morning at around 9:30 a.m. while scouting on the outskirts of Mons, Belgium. What in the heck are they scouting for when the war's going to end in an hour and a half?
Scouting for people to kill in the next hour and a half.
I guess they are.
Use up the rest of that ammunition.
Go hide in a hole. I mean, and you're absolutely, Eddie, you're referring to earlier in the story here.
A different story.
The artillery guys were shooting ammunition off when they heard about the war ending, so they didn't have to carry it away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy talk. So this guy died, scouting. For, I guess, a foothold against the Hun in the next hour and a half. The final Canadian, and this is the guy that I believe to be he is credited in many cases as being the last guy to die. The final Canadian and Commonwealth soldier to die, George Lawrence Price, was killed just 2 minutes before the armistice to the north of Mons in
an
Allied trench at 10:58 a.m. to be recognized. He was the last killed with a monument to his name. And he was just going through, and a sniper bullet caught him, caught his head above the, just kind of looking out. Now, remember, in many places, the shooting had died down, that people were, just getting ready for the end of the war. This guy peeps up, takes a look, and pock, some murderer kills him.
Oh, it's not murder until the war's over, Mark.
Fine.
Well, that's what they would say.
Here's a little story about the fella that the last U.S. guy to die here.
It's not murder when you're doing what you're told by the politicians.
Right, when you're told by politicians and other shiftless
bureaucrats. Then it's a legalized taking of life.
U.S. Army Private Henry Gunther stood up during a lull in the machine gun fire and charged the enemy. Germans stared in disbelief, says the Daily Express. They had been told that morning that the fighting was about to stop. In a few minutes, they'd stop firing and go home. So why was the American charging at them with his bayonet drawn? They shouted at him to stop frantically and tried to wave him back, but he hadn't heard anything of the ceasefire. A German Unter released a 5-round burst and gunner, there's a G missing, and the soldier lay dead at 10:59 a.m. In his recently published 11th month, 11th day, 11th hour, U.S. military historian Joseph Perisco notes that the Private Gunther had previously been a sergeant but was demoted after an army censor read his letter to a friend back home urging him to steer clear of the war at all costs. Gunther, who was in no man's land and when the ceasefire arrived, had been trying to prove himself worthy of his sergeant rank.
Doesn't that put it at the very last second?
Yeah,
someone was killed. Right?
He's got
the very last second to the supposed ending.
Yes. They couldn't believe it. They didn't understand why this guy was charging. They just had to get, kill him. I mean, lots of people died by bayonets at that time. And what are you going to do? This guy was he was heartbroken that he had lost rank for telling a friend that he didn't think it was a good idea, and that's that. And I mean, he was killed 60 seconds before the armistice came into force while charging the astonished German troops who were aware the armistice was nearly upon them. The last reported German casualty occurred after the 11 a.m. armistice. That's a Lieutenant Thomas in the Meuse-Argonne sector. Pardon me if I don't, my French isn't great in here, went to inform approaching American soldiers that he and his men would be vacating houses that they had been using as billets. However, he was shot by soldiers who had not been told about the ceasefire.
Hmm.
Was this Thomas's mother, was she proud of his service? Did she take a flag, fold it into a triangle, and hold it against her bosom and tell herself what a great sacrifice that her son made for the fatherland? I doubt it. I think that she probably just thought it was a fruitless waste of her son's life, that he died for nothing.
1-855-450-FREE is the phone number here, 855-450-3733. Fast forward to today, where the U.S., maybe you heard the news a few weeks ago that, hey, the troops are going to leave Iraq. Finally, Obama has come through on his promise to pull the troops out, and this is great news. See, he really is for peace after all. Remember that news story?
Yes.
Well, According to the New York Times, maybe it's not quite as it seemed. The Obama administration plans to, what they call, bolster the American military presence in the Persian Gulf after it withdraws the remaining troops from Iraq this year, according to officials and diplomats. So if for a moment you thought those troops were coming home, surprise, surprise, they've got other plans for them.
Looks like I won a bet.
Did you?
I did.
And who, what was the bet? Who was
no, the bet was that they won't be leaving, that it's not going to end.
Well, we already know that from Iraq that they're still going to leave troops behind.
Right. Well, you don't build bases the size of the Vatican to pull out
just
after
to leave
10
them
years.
Alone. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's got to staff that stuff. And even if it's, non-military contractors, I mean, guys with guns. I mean, it looks a lot like the military.
You still have men in fatigues or whatever with guns.
They're still wearing U.S. flags. The same.
Yeah, and they're still wearing U.S. flags on their shoulders.
The repositioning could include new combat forces in Kuwait, because it worked real well the last time the U.S. Was in Kuwait, and to respond to a collapse of security in Iraq or a military confrontation, or rather able to respond, in a military confrontation with Iran. And, of course, as we mentioned earlier tonight, this Romney character is advocating for the invasion of Iran if he gets elected. And there was also news a little while back about Kane, who was just chomping at the bit to kill all the Muslims in the world, you know, start up some kind of a crazed holy war.
Yeah, he said something to the effect of that anyone that messes with Israel messes with the U.S.
Nice.
The plans under discussion for months gained new urgency after President Obama's announcement that the last American soldiers will be brought home from Iraq by the end of December. Ending the 8-year war was a central pledge of... How long did World War One last? Wasn't that like a year?
Well, United States involvement? A little over a year.
Just
Blackjack Pershing didn't want to even start fighting until they had a million boots on the ground in Europe.
Ending the 8-year war in Iraq was a central pledge of his presidential campaign, but American military officers and diplomats, as well as officials of several countries in the region, worry that the withdrawal could leave instability or worse in its wake. Because the Middle East is so stable thanks to the United States government. I mean, everywhere they go, they just bring stability by bombing water treatment facilities and destroying homes. Because nothing says stable like a home that's on fire.
Sorry to laugh.
It's true, though, right?
Right.
They just... The idea that things are more stable now because some madman was evicted from his seat of power in Iraq is just fantasy. Okay, yeah, they got Saddam Hussein, but what did they leave in their wake?
So people, you know, the stability is something that people claim until they don't want it anymore. Stability isn't worth stability if stability means tyranny in a way that they don't want it. I mean, that's what the claim is. I don't think that Saddam Hussein was a good guy, and I'm not going to support what he did. However, I don't think bad action fixes bad action.
More coming up here. Your thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on war? Maybe you're a veteran? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satanshow.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. The Veterans Day edition of the program. We're here live with you tonight, and in the studio, it's Ian.
Eddie Free.
And Mark.
Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there. It is our forum. It has been, within the last month or so, reworked. More moderators have been added on board. They've been given more leeway to moderate, use their moderator powers, because it had been an experiment that didn't really work out. The experiment was that it should be in a virtually unmoderated place, and that meant that it turned into kind of a mess, because when you combine anonymity with lack of moderation, well, you get a troll zone, and it didn't really work out very well. So after probably waiting too long to do anything about it, I finally did make some changes there. And you'll find that one of the major changes with the BBS is that now you can moderate your own thread, and that if you post something on there and somebody posts something undesirable in response, get rid of it. You can just delete it. It's not a problem. So go and see some of the changes that have been made over at bbs.freetalklive.com. As before, it is completely free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
And the Free State Project's Liberty Forum is February the 23rd through the 26th. It's one of the largest liberty gatherings in the world, and you can be part of it. It'll be at the elegant Nashua Crown Plaza. So
as it has been for the last several years.
Yep, indeed. I guess the first one was at a different place, but since then it's been, it's a nice big venue and you can do lots there. So far, our speakers include Joel Salatin, author of You Can Farm, Clark Neely from the Institute for Justice, Jack Spurko, a survival expert, and Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government.
And just announced John Lott from the book More Guns, Less Crime.
Great book.
Interesting.
Yeah. I read it from cover to cover.
That's a classic book. It's a very influential piece, and he's going to be speaking there too.
Very heavy in statistics, but very thorough.
freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can sign up with coupon code FTL2012. What's the discount for that?
10% off the already low early bird prices.
It is low. Yeah, and you get it off the early bird price.
So this is going to be another opportunity for you to escape from Washington, D.C., Eddie Free, and come up. Are you planning on visiting the Liberty Forum?
I'm not sure about that one yet.
Oh, you don't want to. If you can afford it, it's something you don't want to miss.
Right. I have yet. I've experienced two Pork Fests.
Right, but never a Liberty Forum.
Not a Liberty Forum yet.
You got to do it, man.
Imagine Pork Fest in a hotel.
Oh, wow. That sounds like absolute chaos.
It's not quite the same.
One year they had a drum circle in the middle of this posh hotel.
Beautiful.
Hilarious.
2 years in a row they had the drum circle.
Oh, hilarious. It's good stuff.
Love
it. Go on over to...
It's not all shenanigans, though. No. Lots of great speakers.
Freestateproject.org/libertyforum. It is more organized than Porkfest. There's more of an itinerary of stuff to do. And obviously it's more of a hotel kind of convention style. But it is a lot of fun. It's a lot of the same people from Porkfest in a hotel for a weekend, so it's a great time. A great excuse to come up and visit New Hampshire right in the middle of the dead of winter at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Of course, we will take your phone calls about anything. We're talking about how looks like they're not bringing the troops home after all. Well, you didn't really think they were going to, did you? The news came out several weeks ago about how Obama's honoring his campaign pledge. He's pulling troops out of Iraq. And of course, they're leaving thousands, I believe, what, like 17,000 contractors or something like that on the ground, contractors with guns.
The only reason they're pulling the troops out of Iraq is because Obama wasn't able to secure from the Iraqi government complete dispensation of all soldiers in any wrongdoings that they might do. You know, we don't want these guys held responsible for their actions by the government.
So the Iraqi people were saying, yeah, if your troops keep killing people, we're going to bring them up on charges.
Well, just whatever they do. I mean, there's been all kinds of... you have people there that aren't responsible for their actions. You're going to get a disproportionately a large amount of crime from those people, right?
Exactly. So this story goes on to talk about how they're planning on moving the troops into Kuwait, perhaps, and preparing for a military confrontation with Iran. So odds are good. If they come home at all, it's just going to be for a brief vacation, and then they're right back out into the mix of whatever the politicians are wanting them to do. But sometimes troops are retiring. You know, they're maybe given a discharge due to being injured or whatever. They're taken out of the on-duty status. And then they end up without a home. Eddie Free, you've got some interesting numbers, information on that.
Yeah, Ian, this is from the Veterans Administration. It basically says here, the rate at which veterans are more likely than other Americans to become homeless is 50%.
Mm. Wow, that's pretty stunning.
You know,
I thought the VA takes care of these guys. I thought they're supposed to be taken care of for the rest of their lives.
You know, I was injured in boot camp, and I was sent to the VA, and basically, I mean, all that they really gave me were muscle relaxers and painkillers. You know,
dope you up.
Yeah, and that's basically how their foreign policy is. You know, we chop the enemy in half and then give them a Band-Aid.
Yeah, we'll rebuild you after we've destroyed your homes.
And yeah, so in this case, you know, they destroyed my arm, they destroyed my shoulder, and so they've been kicking me down painkillers and muscle relaxers. They've offered surgery a few times, but every time I would go into the VA, it was a different doctor I saw, and I don't want somebody cutting into my arm and cutting into the nerves, and I just don't trust them. I want out of the whole thing, and so I stay away from the VA.
Well, you don't trust your government?
I know, it's crazy.
So I've heard these stories from veterans before about how they don't trust the doctors in the VA. That's the feeling that you got from these
Absolutely.
Guys?
Absolutely. Each time I went in and they looked at my shoulder, they had a different idea of how they were going to do that.
Oh, boy.
Had a different idea how they were going to fix this thing. And the whole thing was just intimidating, and it just scared me. And I haven't been back for years and years.
Somebody cutting on your arm is an intimidating thing. You should take it very, very seriously. Just to say, oh, well, you know, they're doctors, they must know best, is abdicating your personal responsibility mm-hmm. for your body, because that doctor doesn't have to live with whatever mistake he makes. And in fact, he's not even going to lose any money. He's going to get the same paycheck whether he messes up that operation or not, since he works for the government.
So are they still prescribing you these pills, or you would have to go back there to get the prescription, right?
I would have to go back there, and I could at any time, but my shoulder's actually, I mean, normally I'm not experiencing pain unless I actually throw it out, and
right.
Then I suffer a little bit, but it's not to the point to where I have to go back anymore.
So 50% more likely, a soldier, a veteran, is more likely than the average person in America to become homeless.
75,000. There's 75,000 homeless people at any given time. Homeless vets.
Yeah.
Just from the Iraqi war and Afghanistan, there are 20,000.
That's huge.
20,000 homeless vets. That's not to mention the suicide rate.
Why does that happen? Why are they so much more likely to become homeless?
They're so scarred. They're scarred, Ian. I mean, what they see there, it just, you know, well, today we went to, we did the Free Speech Friday, and it was kind of a special deal. It was dedicated to the Veterans Day. And,
right.
And we listened to a young man who had fought, I guess he was in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And this young man was, you know, what I heard, it was sad. It was really sad, his story. But he almost joked about it, the fact that he loves war, even after, you know, talking about his experiences and knowing that he personally killed innocent people. And the young man just sounded scarred to the point, though, that he didn't even know how damaged he is mentally.
On one hand, he was very anti... some of the things he was saying were very anti-war. Like, he realized that he had done wrong. He had killed innocent people. He regretted that, I think. And he talked out, he spoke out against the military. He spoke out against joining the military, even though, as he did say at one point, that he loved war. And when asked to embellish on that point, he talked about how he loved that it brought out the animal in man, and like really kind of relished this idea of the animalistic instinct of man being brought out.
Scary.
And that was a scary thing to say. But on the other hand, saying that he didn't think that you know, what the government was doing was right, and that he knew that what he had done was not right.
If somebody wants to participate in animalistic combat with another person who voluntarily enters into that, I'm all for it. Let's televise it.
They have kickboxing.
Right,
for
I love
reason,
kickboxing.
Right?
Sure. And yeah, Ultimate Fighter Championship, it's great.
But when you send the United States military out where these guys are wearing jackets, you know, flak jackets and, you know, bulletproof vests and all kinds of armor, and they're up against, and the best weapons money can buy, the best, tanks and all this stuff, and they're up against this ragtag bunch of guys who's running around in bed sheets. I don't know that we're talking about sort of a fair fight. That kind of bugs me. And let's not forget that 90 plus percent deaths in these wars have been
innocent life.
Yeah, innocents. I mean, people who are non-combatants.
And a huge amount of these veterans are also offing their own lives. They're taking their own lives.
More soldiers are killing themselves than are being killed on the battlefield. And that doesn't even count the ones that have been discharged.
We continue here with you. Your thoughts, certainly welcome. Join the conversation. We're here live, Veterans Day edition of Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What's your story? Are you a veteran? It's Free Talk Live, Hour 3 next. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.